time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and smoking up every city in between. It's going to be a great day to get out, watch a little bit of football. Those high school playoffs were last night. We got some great college games going on today. Tailgating is in full swing. World Series is done. Our Tigers took a crapper on us. But other than that, it's a great day to get out in your backyard. Going to bump up against 45 wonderful degrees. Pulled out of my garage this morning. Went to pick up Barbecue Bob. It was snowing. I am not lying. There was snowflakes coming down at my house. It is going to warm up, though. Going to be a great day. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's an exciting time of the year. It's the best time of the year. You can still grill. You can still barbecue. But you can get those bows out. You can get in the woods. And you can start looking for Bambi's grandpa.
You got it, man.
That's what's got me swelled up right now.
You know it. This whole show today is going to be about deer hunting, getting ready for your deer hunt, and putting it all together so that you don't have any human error, if you will, as you run out into the woods and get set and get yourself ready to bust that buck, man. So we're going to start out right now with a little bit about Bob and how he preps for his deer camp. What's going on with deer camp, Bob?
Oh, deer camp prep? Yeah, that's a big deal, isn't it? What I do is, you know, I start packing. I have a three-stall garage, so I start putting my stuff in one of the bays, just stacking it up, and it drives my wife crazy because we have to leave a car out. But I just start making my stack, and I have an email list with my hunting partner, Ted, and we just bounce it back and forth who's bringing what. And, you know, the anticipation, you know, I have to plan everything out so that I don't get up in the woods and find out, like you and I did that one time, we forgot the poles. I forgot the poles for the tent. This time, you know, for this camp, we stay in an old trailer. It's a 1952 Trotwood. Dude, it's sweet. It's all birch inside. It's got a little oil stove for heat. It's got a little brown, you know, oil gas range. It's got gas lights.
Gas lights? Wow, cool.
It's primitive. You walk inside and you could just see Hemingway or somebody, you know. It's sweet. Anyway, it sleeps the two of us just fine. It's kind of crampy, but we eat all our meals outside on a picnic table. We're up in the woods. We're on a lake. And it's just awesome. There's coyotes, cougar, bear, bald eagles, you name it. There's wildlife everywhere. The coons raid us every night. And, you know, we've got an outhouse, which, you know, freeze your keister off in. And Ted's dad made it for us. And it's not quite deep enough, so the door stays open.
Hit your knees.
So you're not only doing your business in the morning with your frozen butt to the seat, but, you know, if somebody walks by, it's like, hey,
Yeah.
but that
creates a mental picture, man.
I'm a hardcore carnivore. I'm going to go up Sunday. My wife's going to drive me up so she can have the caravan. And I'm just going to leave me in the woods. And Ted will be up like Wednesday. So I'm going to have 3 days of solace by myself. And I'm bringing a climber. I'm bringing climbing sticks and a hanger. And I've got another.
Those are all deer stand items,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So it's. I can't wait. I'm going to bring some beets up and some apple blocks and stuff for to stop the does. But I'm going to hunt really hard. And so I get 3 days of no interruptions, none of the crazy partiers coming through, none of that stuff, serious hardcore hunting. So I hope to have some deer curing by the time Ted gets there. I hope to have at least a doe hanging, quartered and curing in the trees, because I got a little method we'll talk about later. But I hunt hard, and Ted has a lot of fun. It's his family's property. He hunts, but he has a very comfortable, we call it the Hilton. He's got this gorgeous little house out there that he sits in with a steel case chair and teak framed windows. And if he wakes up in time or doesn't knock his beer over, he might get a shot.
Right.
And he and I have equally as much fun in doing that.
Yeah.
My method's a little different than his, but he has a ball, and that's all it's about.
Right.
What do you do?
Well, I don't get too far from the three B's, and that is the bed, the burners, and the beer. I'm there not as the hardcore hunter. I kind of take the other side of that issue. This is solace away from life. When I get up there, this is a great time to relax. My wife and I, especially my wife, isn't a big venison fan at all. And I enjoy it, but I'm not the guy that's going to eat 70 pounds of venison over the course of the year. So I generally don't hunt as hard. But what I'm there for is the entertainment value. I am the guy that comes up the day before, might scout a shot, place to get a shot. I might not. I might ride around in a truck from camp to camp to camp just to see what the other guys have gotten. But I'm the guy that's going to cook at camp. When the hungry hunters come back, I get a lot of satisfaction out of making sure there's a great meal there for them. And, that's what I do. I'm a grilling guy. So I enjoy the cooking, the great beer, the camaraderie, playing cards at night. Everybody does that. But, the hardcore guys get up and go hunting the next day. I may or may not be that guy. I'm just hanging out. Really enjoying the buds. It's this once a year man time getaway. You don't shower, you don't shave. We're going to talk a little bit about that later in the show as well. But this is just great buddy time, guy time to get up, catch up with your guys, check out what life's going on with these other dudes, man.
So you're like at the other end of the spectrum, and Ted's kind of in the middle.
Yeah, he might be, because Ted actually goes out in the woods with a gun.
Yeah. Well, I'll be up there Sunday, so I'll get to bow hunt until Thursday's opener.
Right.
So usually the 4 or 5 days before rifle opens are like the very best bow hunting time. Like full moon rut started last night, and theoretically, according to certain calendars.
Right.
So it should be like perfect time right now. So
yeah.
I'd like to be up there right now.
Yeah, coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about how to pair some wines with venison. We're going to talk about how to care for your venison if, in fact, you're lucky enough to get a deer, what you need to do with field care prior to getting it home and getting it packaged or getting it to the butcher. We're going to talk about a great list of stuff, the things you might forget, and some tips along the way. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We are breaking down deer camp. We're going to get you ready. There's a bunch of things you can do ahead of time. Make that list. Check it twice. Send it to the buddy. You don't need two of anything, but you need one of everything. Stick with The Grilling Guys. We're going to be helping you with your deer camp. We'll be right back.
This is The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.